This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
We are forever in progress. And of course, in this hour, we are played music that is 100% local gospel music. This is music that you love. Music that is played exclusively for you. We're about to conclude a series we've been busy with this month called This Too Shall Pass, a series about strength, a series about victory, discovery, a series about healing, a series that lets you know that your current circumstance will not be what defines your life or who you are in Christ Jesus. Allow me this morning to speak to you in particular. You who is shaped and fashioned, made by the hands of God. You who has been made in the likeness of God, made to resemble and reflect the goodness and greatness of God. You who is made by the Creator of all things, God the Father of all, who is in all and through all and indeed over all. God, whose thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are his ways your ways. For as high as the heavens are from the earth, and his ways are higher than your ways, therefore his thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Allow me to speak to you in the comfort of your own skin this morning, to let you know that you are glorious in his sight. I know and understand that you might not be working. Maybe you have been dismissed from work, and rock bottom is where you find yourself this morning. Might I remind you that when I look at God's heaven, the work of God's finger, the moon and the stars, which God has set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You see, God cares about what is taking place. It is not that God woke up one morning and wondered what has happened in this world. Let me remind you that God does not sleep, nor does he slumber. That even the hairs that are on your head are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than any sparrow. Allow me to address you, my brother, my sister. You who are struggling with addiction. It started off as something your friends asked if you were into. And maybe you failed to stand your ground and say no. Now those who've introduced you to this drug have moved on and you are stuck. Stuck in a cycle of addiction. And as you fail to look yourself in the mirror, you can't even recognize yourself. You are a stranger to your own eyes. Let me remind you that if you stop, if you seek help, if you seek his face, this too will pass. I sympathize with you, my mother, my sister, as you lay your son or your daughter to their final resting place. Gone too soon, addiction has taken them. They were involved in prostitution and maybe involved in gangs. Gone too soon, gone to meet the Lord. My deepest and sincere condolences to you. Allow me, man of God, to speak to you, to address you, my brother. Allow me to address you, my brother. You left your wife and kids thinking you can do better. You left her to raise your kids with no help from you, Mr. Big Shot. Mr. Big Time. You thought that your job and your money made you invincible to God. And now, as you sit in your home, dead broke and disgusted, if you seek the face of God and make right all your wrongs, God can lift you up and heal you. And your current circumstance may not be what defines you. This too shall pass. I'm often surprised at how God is able to humble humanity. You see, you thought because you've got medical aid, you do not need God to sustain your health. You thought because you are married to a man with money, you do not need God to be your provider. Now the whole world is in trouble and your pride won't let you seek God. You said you will never go to church again. And in fact, you will never give in to God. And now churches are closed. Now you wish you could talk to that pastor. You wish you could talk to that sister. And how social distancing now has been encouraged, that you stay away from people. You stay away from your neighbors. You stay away from those who you were close to. Now you can't avoid God. Oh. He is the only one who can enter your home without a mask, without having to first sanitize his hands. He's the only one who can enter your home and redefine your circumstance. You never prioritized God in your finances. You never looked to God with the money that you had. You never looked to Him for guidance on how to spend it. Now COVID-19 has collapsed your business. And now you need divine intervention. Your banker cannot help you. Your business partner cannot help you. Your connections cannot help you. Your ignorance didn't help you. Your pride didn't help you. Now only God. Only God can help you. A story is told about a daughter who constantly complained to her father that her life was miserable and that she could not do anything that she really wanted to. She was tired of fighting and struggling all the time. It seemed that once she resolved one problem, another one would follow. She was sick and tired of having to deal with this life. Her father was a chef and took her to his kitchen. He filled 3 pots with water and placed them under fire. Once the pots began to boil, he placed a potato in one of the pots, an egg in the second pot, and coffee beans on the third pot. He then let them sit and boil without saying a single word to his daughter. The daughter moaned and groaned, impatient, unable to wait to see exactly what the father was doing. She couldn't wait. And 20 minutes passed. He turned off the burner. He took the potato out of the pot and placed it in a bowl. He took the egg out of the pot and placed it in a bowl. And he poured out the coffee beans and placed them in a cup. He turned to her and he said, "Daughter, what do you see?" She said, "I see a potato, an egg, and coffee. What more do you think I would be able to see, Father?" The father said, "Look closely." And he touched the potato and he handed it over to her. And this is what he said. He said to her, "Finally, you see, the potato and the egg and the bean were all under immense heat. However, each one of them reacted differently. The potato, which was hard, has now become soft under boiling water. The egg, which was fragile, with only a single thin outer skin protected by a liquid inner, has now become hard. However, the coffee bean has now has now become coffee with a beautiful smelling aroma. Which one are you, my daughter? He asked. When adversity knocks at your door, how do you respond? Do you respond as a potato, as an egg, or as a coffee bean? Child of God, in life, things will happen around you. Things happen to us all. But the only thing that truly matters is how you choose to respond to it. And what makes you better is how you come out of it. Life in all of its lessons, life in all of its struggles will push you to become a better person. And if the circumstance can build you, if the circumstance can make you better, then so let it be. Because this too, in the hands of God, shall pass. This is the restoring word of God. If you just joined me, thank you so very much for switching on the radio this morning. You could be listening via the audio bouquet, that's 884. Alternatively, you could be live streaming because we are global. We cover the entire globe at capricornfm.co.za via live streaming, of course. Probably in your home, with your kids surrounding you. Maybe you're even preparing Sunday lunch. Thank you so much for inviting me into your house. Thank you so much for inviting me into your home, in this situation, in this moment in time. I'm truly honored. Today's word comes from 2 Corinthians 12, verses 8 and 9. And if you have it, it reads as follows. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest in me. Kotsi ashu muna washu. Ngai chpinget noni abar pachone. Uri senere tsini nambiru yavo. Ritov havo zobar farada zone. Kotsi ashu. Aho na ho ngone ringara. Ringare ko sabera hone. Aho na one ringare rikoya hone. Panda chipato wa chavo ndi hone hone ragwada mahone. Minimize me, O God, and maximize yourself. Pour me out, O God, so you can fill me up with your word that will bring restoration. We still have a lot more music that is just so progressive. Of course, we are engaged in the restoring word of God. We are concluding a series that has been eye-opening for many of us, and we've been busy with it for this entire month. And this morning, as we conclude it, we seek the God of ages, the God who's able to heal and to restore us to our former and better positions. Today's word comes from 2 Corinthians 12, 8 to 9. And it speaks so greatly about the struggle that the Apostle Paul had, a thorn which God had given him just to humble him, that he might not think great of himself. But Paul receives it with such grace. Perhaps the greatest struggle we face as humanity is admitting just how weak we are. The fact that our God sits in heaven and sometimes says very little to us, and we get convinced by our circumstance and by the enemy that maybe we are the ones who are in control. Maybe we are the ones who call the shots. Maybe we are the ones who have 100% hold on our lives. We keep trying and failing, stubbornly refusing to give up our independence that was so freely given to us by God. Even a spiritual giant like Paul had a tough time admitting that he could not do it on his own. He trusted Jesus Christ completely for his salvation. But of course, that didn't come easy. It took Paul a thorn that God gave him for him to understand his weakness. God wanted him to understand that his weakness was a good thing. It forced him to depend totally on God. You probably thought that your business or your job was what was sustaining you, or that you are essential to that establishment. I mean, they can't do anything without you. You are holding the whole thing together. You are the glue of the business. Maybe you walk tall with your shoulders held up high, thinking that you've planned your life to the T. Nothing can surprise you, child of God. So proud of your achievement, you get invited, men of God, to come and preach at smaller churches, smaller, more intimate establishments, and you decline so politely so, saying that you don't preach in churches without air cons or projectors because you are above that level. Well, now all the churches are closed, men of God. All the churches are closed. What do you do? What do you do when God humbles you and brings you to your element? What do you do? You told your husband that he will never see the gates of heaven because you are part of the Women's League and you wear your uniform so proudly, walking in and out of church, judging your husband. Well, now church is closed. Now you have to preach to your husband. You have to walk in grace with your husband. You said that the pastor is the one that helps her to pray. Now you've only got your husband, child of God. Now what are you going to do? You said your wife is not a prayer warrior, and the women at church are the ones who are able to understand you. Well, now you are stuck with your wife. Now you have to be the prayer warrior in your house. What do you do when God humbles you and shows you that you are constantly consumed by things that don't matter? Constantly trying to build something that God is not interested in. You are so consumed about placing and putting God within four walls that you are so concerned about building the building and not building yourself up in the faith. What do you do when God lets you know that I'm not consumed about these four walls that are called church? I'm more concerned about the hearts and the people who are inside. What do you do when God lets you know that your plans are null and void and removes you from your element? Weakness forces you to depend on God. Why would you need God if you are almighty yourself, if you've got it going on? Why would you need God? You see, Paul boasts about his weakness because it brought him to God. His weakness has made him understand that he's an empty vessel in which God has to fill. So often we pray for strength. We pray for clarity. We pray that God might reinforce us. But it is in your weakness where his strength is made perfect. Oh. It is in being insulted. It is in hardship, in being neglected, in being broke, in being uncertain, where God's strength is made perfect. A few nuggets, child of God, and I'm going to be out of your hair. I think I've said a mouthful. The first nugget I want you to understand is learn to depend on God, not your skill, not your talent, not your spirituality, not your money, not your influence. None of those things. God will strip you of them so fast to bring you to your knees where He wants you to be. Second nugget is enjoy the thorn that God has given you. Whatever that thorn might be, because God wants to teach you something about yourself and about Him through that thorn. He's protecting you from thinking that you are almighty, that you are strong, that you are a genius, that you are that you are basically intelligence unfolding in the world. Just because you got that 5 million rand tender, now you don't speak English in your village. You think you are great and you are mighty. God will humble you, child of God, to bring you to your knees, that you might understand that every single thing that comes to you, that the breath that you're taking right now and the one you took before is from God. And He holds it in His hand. The third thing I want you to take note of this morning is this too shall pass. This moment of restructuring, repositioning yourself in God. What you had planned and what you have wanted God to do, all of those things will pass. And when you find Him and let Him into your life, into your business, into your church, into your career, then God will make sure that you are healed and you are restored. You'll be surprised at how many establishments lack the presence of God. We are just operating on our own understanding. God never told you to try and build this year. God never told you to try and stretch your hand this year. God never told you to move from that job. You've been operating in your own understanding. And now, child of God, is the time that you need to get back to the cross. This too, child of God, this moment in time, it shall pass. This is 4 hours of reconnection, 4 hours of repositioning, 4 hours of restoration with myself, Mpo Wamagwabeni. And I'm so grateful to be in your company this morning. So grateful to be just where you are. Thank you so very much for all your WhatsApp messages that you've been sending about the series, letting me know how it has encouraged you, how it has repositioned you, and how it has offered a lens into your life that you might use it to be able to see exactly what God wants you to understand and where God wants you to be. I really do appreciate it. In this hour, of course, you and I join our faith together, where we ask our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to strengthen us, our Lord and Savior, to give us a fresh perspective and let us know exactly where we should be and how we should be responding. These are some of your voice notes.
Good morning, Mpo. I don't have much to say. I just want to thank God for everything that He has done for me. I've been through a lot. Ngibeng umuntu lokuthi ngicabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu akasekho emhlabeni, uNkulunkulu ukhona, uNkulunkulu uyaphila. uNkulunkulu net ufuna thina ukuthi simbelieve, uNkulunkulu ufuna bufaithful bethu, uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi thina sibe kuye. So ngifuna kubonga kakhulu after your prayer last week. Ngidive ngiba relieved. Ngidive ngibona ngazuthi anginama problems of which enginawo ama problems, but after your prayer I do believe in God nowadays. I just want to say to you, may the good Lord continue to bless you. May the good Lord continue to help people. Ngulungulu makangetele minyaka usite bani labaningi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngiyabonga. Your prayers helped me a lot. Help me a lot. I feel like there's nothing that is going on. I feel like I don't have problems anymore, even though I know there's problems. But when something comes to my life, I kneel down and pray. Thank you, Mpo, for everything that you have done for my life. May the good Lord keep on blessing you with many more years to come. Amen.
I am merely just a vessel that God uses for His glory, for His healing to pour from. I'm just merely a vessel. But I thank you so very much for your voice note. It means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
Morning, Brother Mpo. My name is Menelis Kevin Gumane. I'm from Akonok.
Yes, Menelis.
My brother, I would like us to continue joining faith and pray together for those young people who are busy looking for jobs, those who are out there looking for an opportunity to do something in life, that may God help them to receive whatever they are asking for. I'm one of them who are out there looking for an opportunity of a business and job, but whenever things are not going right, I keep encouraging myself just like David and say, Lord is able to do everything and is going to do something for me. So let's pray for one another. Let's pray for our young people. Let's pray for the youth that God may do something for them. Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know if it's just me, but sometimes it feels as if you are going through this thing in life, and even though you scream, you might not be in a situation where you want to pray for yourself, but there must be someone out there who needs your prayer. 082-654-2446. Connect your faith with mine and let's let our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, do exactly what He does best, which is to reconnect us to Him. This is Capricorn FM and we are Limpopo's hottest frequency, forever in progress. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm fine and you soon.
I'm honored. If we could just get a few ground rules. I can hear now that the radio is off and I'm grateful for that. Thank you so much for that, my brother. And what is it that you want God to do for you this morning, my brother?
Thank you very much for this moment that you just given me to actually share the prayer item that you actually want us to pray and turn our faith in. So this is one thing that was being in my heart, that we as a country, we are facing a very difficult moment whereby actually we need nothing but God. So this is one thing that actually I want the country to know, that there's nothing that can prayer not do. So the Bible says when we pray and we hold together and believe God, God shall intervene in everything that we are actually praying for.
Hallelujah.
So one thing that I want us to join our faith and pray is that God may help us not to be fearful against this enemy. Because the enemy actually is actually trying his way to put fear over our hearts, not to rely on God. But the Bible says we've been not given the spirit of fear.
Hallelujah.
But we've been given the spirit of power, found of self-control. So if we can, as a nation, be strong and fearful against this enemy, we shall overcome.
Ah, preach, brother, preach.
So this is one thing that actually was in my heart, that as a country, as a nation, the devil is roaring like a lion, but he's not a lion. So he's just trying to make people to be fearful against the enemy. So then when we are fearful, that's where he get a power to overcome us. But we need to be strong and rely on God. So this is one thing that is in my heart. And the other thing that I want us to pray for is for God to help our doctors, actually, to be strong, our nurses, our public, help us to be strong against the enemy. Pray for our doctors, actually, to give them wisdom in order for them to get the vaccine that we are looking for.
Yes.
Because we know that even we can pray, but God is using a man to actually give answer to the nation.
Oh, yes.
So God can't come by himself, but he uses his people to actually do his will upon our nations. So we need to pray that those are the people that we actually believe that God will use them to destroy any enemy that we are facing now.
Oh, My brother.
This is one thing that we need to pray for.
Wow. You've basically just captured the very essence of what this hour is all about. Truly, it is about being able to reinforce ourselves in prayer, but also having the wisdom to understand that God is going to use medical doctors, nurses, medicine to be able to strengthen us, that you do not walk merely by sight, but also by faith, but understand that what you see in this moment is not going to be the end of it all. God still has a plan. And I want to pray for you, my brother, that may God sustain you, may God keep you, because you're a man of honor, you're a man of influence. May God open up all the doors of heaven just for you, and may you continue to speak his word with such clarity and with such power and anointing that you might be able to heal others. My God, you
amen. And
I'm with you, my brother.
The one thing that actually I want the nation to know that is that we don't walk by sight, but walk by faith, as you just mentioned now.
Yeah.
That the thing, the enemy that is we're facing is invisible. We cannot see by our naked eyes, but we need to be in the spirit. So we need to have faith in God.
Hallelujah, my brother. Hallelujah. Thank you so very much for connecting with Sunday Restoration. And may you have yourself a beautiful day, my brother.
Amen. Thank you very much, you too. So love you. Love your show.
We need people who will be able to stay positive and stay in God in these moments. What do you need prayer for?
Good morning. My name is Kensani Mboweni from Beyazob. I would like to wish my brother a happy birthday, Vusi Mboweni. May the good Lord bless him. May he give him wisdom and all his heart desire.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Just wishing your brother well, Kensani, is a prayer. You know, there are family members who don't wish each other well. This is Zwamba Tongari.
God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the everlasting God, the source of peace. Father, we call upon your holy name.
Yes, Jesus.
Touch the needy, Father God. Touch the needy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, intervene in Milomia Basadi Gababulela. Let them watch what they say in front of other women because of their situation, Father God. Rituche Ribulele Reagishana, Almighty God. Risatsebane or Ritsevana Rituche Ribele Manzuo Aramon Renarena. Rearapela, Papa, we call upon your holy name, Papa. We know who we are, Almighty God.
Jesus.
We know who we are, Papa. Linele Madlam Rena Jesu Christe. You are Jehovah Jama. You are Jehovah Jama. You are Jehovah Jama. When na Papa. Oh, appeal, Almighty God. Papa, I say no, Almighty God, to that woman who said, Yena aka sever the cats or a survive. When you are the most high God, that woman will not do that. Papa, I pray, Papa, or be located to the people who will help her warm-heartedly, Papa. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for hearing us. We thank you for answering our prayers, oh Lord.
Oh,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Oh, Jehovah.
Hey, hello, Mpo. Ke Joshua Mshala from Lebueng. Ke khopela le rapedisa motlogolo wa ka ke Thabiso Mshala. Ha tso ga botse ke re le rapela le mo memory thapelo. Le go keep on rocking. Have a nice Sunday.
We will definitely keep on rocking in the word of God.
Prayer is so, so real. Prayer is so effective. Prayer is so necessary that in this moment, if you are able to pray for someone else, even while you are in the pit yourself, it just shows how great God is. Your spirit of praise is coming up next. Also, Vusinova, he's going to be ushering us into our prayer this morning. The messages that I'm receiving this morning, truly, truly amazing that in this season of hardship, in this season of lack, that there are so many who are still trusting God for not only themselves, but for those that they love. Thank you so much for that voice note. Truly, it is so imperative that you wash your hands frequently. You keep a safe distance. They say 1 meter to 1.5 meters whenever you go out of your home. And also cover your mouth and your nose. There are some beautiful designs that are coming out there that are face masks that you can wear when you are out in public. And continue to sanitize your hands. Continue to be progressive wherever you are. If you need to stay at home and you can work from home, please stay at home. I know and understand that we are going to level 4, but if you are still able to stay at home, why not? If you can stay and work from home, then I plead with you, please, 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 do just that.
Morning, my brother. My name is Menelis Kevin Ngomane from Akonoko. My everyday prayer item is that God may keep my family protected, may keep them safe, may also keep their faith up, because this is a time where the devil is shaking everyone's faith. Mm. People start to talk like Job's wife, who says, just insult your God and die. Mm. But I pray that may you join faith with me and pray for our families, everyone's family, that God may keep our families, may keep our nation safe, and keep our faith up as it was before. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ndi macheroni bompho.
Macheroni.
Go bolela le mama ruwa ne go rutle mo manganeng.
Nda.
Na ke hopela morena modimo wa rena o ratsene ka gare ga dipelo tsa rena. Re be le lerato la manete ne te ratane. Pele ka bana ba motho, le ge ngwaneno a go shitetse re gone go pelana ditshwarelo, lerato le jwele pele. A morena modimo wa rena a re bolokele wene, o re blesse ka mantšu a tswang ka gare ga Bible. Ke a leboga.
My Father, my God, you said in your word that if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and pray, if your people, O God, would seek your face and turn away from their wicked ways, then you will hear them from heaven. You will hear them and you will heal their land. Father, we worship you. We love you, we honor you, O God. Father, we turn to you to order our steps, O God. To order and sustain our health, O God. Our future depends on your grace. Our health depends on your grace. Our understanding and interaction depends on your grace. And your grace alone, O God, is sufficient. Your grace alone, O God, is able to do great and mighty things, O God. Father,
I lift up HIV and AIDS, God. Father, I lift up cancer, COVID-19 to you, O God, that you might be able to save us, O God. I lift up Skosana, Courtney, Caroline, and Joseph, O God. Father, they've poured out their heart unto you, O God, knowing that you will be able to sustain them, that you will be able to bring restoration, O God. Father, I lift up our president, O God. I lift up the health MEC, O God. Father, may you cover them with your blood, O Jesus, that they might be able, Father, to see clearly. They might be able to bring about change, O God. Father, for thine you are the kingdom. You are the power and you are the glory. We ask all of these things because you have showed us that you are God and you are able. In the mighty name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Capricorn FM Sundays is coming up next. That is Master J with Addictive Sundays. And Mutusi Makoshoro comes in with Body and Soul from 2 to 6. Prudence Mabasa with the Afterglow. They are the team to beat on Sundays. I don't know if you are capable, but you can try. Capricorn FM News is coming up next. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now, even forevermore. From myself, Mpoma Gwabeni, Mduruam Setegwa, Muvenda Mbikwa na Dombo, Dombo Lavi Veni Asara, Adama Chernavu Diteri. Ndende.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.